Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Hurricane Delta, a Category 4 storm, is bearing down on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Residents and tourists in Cancun were evacuated Tuesday as Hurricane Delta strengthened with winds 145 miles per hour. Officials warned that residents should have several days of water and food on hand. Tourists who stayed in hotels in Cancun, as well as some local residents, were evacuated to the Cancun Convention Center. Cancun had opened more shelters than usual to give people more space in recognition of the COVID-19 pandemic. 5,000 federal troops and emergency personnel on standby to lend assistance if needed. The trial of three suspects charged with aiding the gunmen involved in the Watergate Mall attack in Kenya 7 years ago resumed in the capital, Nairobi, Wednesday. Militants burst into the luxury shopping mall in Kenya's capital, hurling grenades and starting a days-long siege that left 67 people dead. The assault on Westgate Mall exposed weaknesses in Kenya's security services, forces that is, after it took them hours to respond. The Somali Islamic group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The rebel group, which is linked to Al-Qaeda, has vowed retribution, that is, on Kenya for sending troops to Somalia. And Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch on Tuesday said it is displeased by what it called Ankara's failure to sustain democracy and fight corruption. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Donald Trump shouldn't have a debate if he still has the coronavirus. Biden said Tuesday that he is looking forward to being able to debate him, but said, in his words, we're going to have to follow very strict guidelines. He says he doesn't know Trump's status since the president returned to the White House after being hospitalized at the military hospital for 3 days after the COVID-19 diagnosis. Biden's campaign says he tested negative for COVID-19 on early Tuesday. President Trump, who is under doctor's care with the virus, said on Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with the Democratic presidential nominee next Thursday in Miami. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday and was hospitalized 3 days before returning to the White House Monday. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk based on the guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence, who has tested negative for the virus, on Wednesday will face off against Senator Kamala Harris of California, the Democratic vice presidential nominee. So far, the coronavirus has killed 210,000 people here in the U.S. and infected nearly 7.5 million across the country, based on the Johns Hopkins University data. The Food and Drug Administration has laid out its safety standards for developers of the COVID-19 vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. The move Tuesday is the latest example of the tug of war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents make clear that companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. That requirement would almost certainly preclude the introduction of a vaccine by Election Day on November 3rd. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is putting himself first at the expense of the country by halting negotiations over a new coronavirus aid package from the Congress. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.